Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to introduce you to a new feature in the templated controls that ship with ASP.NET 4 that allow you to determine whether or not to use tables for the emitted HTML layout in your ASP.NET application. Now, historically we've used tables for all sorts of things in web applications, but in recent years, it's become more prevalent to use CSS and standard HTML constructs to do the layout in your application, and to reserve tables for the tasks for which they're specifically appropriate. So for example, if I'm using a grid control, then I'm laying out rows and columns of data and a table control is perfect. But there are other kinds of controls where a table may or may not be your choice for layout in your emitted HTML. So, to demonstrate this new feature that lets you decide whether or not to use tables, let's create a new ASP.NET project and just use the standard ASP.NET template. I'm going to go ahead and switch into design mode and go over to my toolbox. Scroll down and find the data collection, and let's grab a templated control. So let's say a form view, drop an instance of it on my page. And I'm going to select auto format. Let's choose some coloring that matches our existing application. Now I'll go ahead and specify that we're going to create a new data source. And we'll just connect to the pub's database instance that's installed on my dev machine. And I'm going to enable paging on my control. Now, just at this point, let's go ahead and run the application, and it will run with the standard behavior that any previous use of the form view control in a previous version of ASP.NET, it'll render the same way that it would have in the previous version. So here you can see, here's our layout. You notice that we get the styling picked up from our auto format. I can click through the pages, and if we go into view source, what we'll see is that we're using tables for that layout. So if I scroll down, here's my form view, and you can see here's the table, here's the TR. Now, a thing to note here is that notice that this table has a style assigned to it, and this table row has a background color assigned to it, and these aesthetic values are assigned by virtue of our using the auto format option on the control. However, if we don't want to use tables, we can go into our control. So let's select the form view control, and I'm going to scroll and find this render output render outer table value. Notice by default it's set to true. So this tells the runtime I want to use a table to wrap this form view in. Now, if I set this to false, now this message says, remove outer table and reset style properties for the form view control with ID form view 1. Would you like to remove the outer table? Warning, this will clear all the currently set style properties on the outer table element. So what this is telling us is that you're not going to wrap this in a table, we're just going to use standard HTML to output it, and if I want that same color styling, so in our case we use the classic theme, I'm going to need to apply those myself using CSS values, which certainly I can do. So we're going to say yes, go ahead, and now I'm going to run that application again. Now the first thing that you'll notice is that the coloring went away, so we just have these plain items here, but that's fine. I can apply styles to this if I like. The next thing that I'll do is go in and have a look at the source view, and if we scroll down, what we'll see is that no table element, no TRs, no TDs, just standard HTML. Okay, so what I might choose to do is, you know, in every other span, apply a background style or perhaps in some other way, maybe assigned to the paragraph or what have you. I could specify any sorts of styles that I want, but the point here is that you now have the option to use the default of using tables for layout and styling, or to eliminate the use of tables and apply your own styling. And that's it. The new optional table use in templated controls in ASP.NET 4.
Thank you.